我们大家一同打开罗马书。
We shall turn one more time to the book of Romans.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter one.
我们要注意看最后这一段的话语。
Romans chapter one, we want to place emphasis on the last passage of it.
第二十四节。
Verse number 24.
第二十六节。
26.
第二十八节。
28.
请你注意二十四、二十六、二十八。
24, 26, and 28.
二十四，请弟兄们念。
The brother will read.
二十六，请姐妹们念。二十八，大家一同开声来念。
The brother will read 24, the sister 26, and then we read together 28.
单单二十四、二十六、二十八。二十四节，弟兄们念，一、二、三。所以上帝任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。二十六，因此上帝任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。二十八节，他们既然故意不认识上帝，上帝就任凭他们存邪僻的心行那些不合理的事。好，现在我们已经读了这三次，全本圣经只有这三节的圣经是一而再再而三的提到同样的一个神意志中间最消极的一个名词。
So we have read in these three passages that the three times God has repeated and also it is the most negative way that God expressed His will.
Only this mentioned three times.
And 只有这里提三次。
意思是什么？任凭。
To give them over.
第二是什么？任凭。
To give them over.
第三是什么？
The third.
任凭。
To give them over.
大家讲三次好不好？一、二、三。任凭，任凭，任凭。什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
也就是神不再干涉他们。
Which means God never interfere or intervene again.
神不再光照他们。
God does not enlighten them anymore.
神不再拦阻他们。
God does not hinder them anymore.
神不再对他们说话。
And God does not speak to them anymore.
神不再差遣神的仆人对他们做拦阻的工作。
God does not send His servant to prevent them anymore.
任凭。
To give them up.
这是神的意志里面最消极的一种做法。
That's the most negative way of expressing the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
神的意志是宇宙中间最大的意志。
The will of God is the greatest will in the whole universe.
神的意志就行了神一切事工的旨意。
The will of God becomes the determination, the mind of all things in the world of God.
神的旨意就是神的心意。
And the will of God is the heart of God.
神的旨意就是神意志中间所定的那些事叫做神的旨意。
And the decree of God is something which is determined by the will of God.
那么神的旨意里面，神的意志里面到底有多少层次？
In the will and in the decree of God, what kind of levels to have?
我在圣经里面发现神的意志里面有最少四个层次。
I find that the decree of the will of God at least have four levels in the Bible.
你们可以记载下来。
You can record it down.
第一，
The first,
就是上帝永恒的旨意或者他的计划。
That is the plan of God in eternity.
这就是神在万古以前，在亘古之内，在永恒里面所定的，这叫做永恒的旨意。
That's something God has determined in eternity.
第二样，
The second,
就是上帝的这个安排，上帝的安排。
The God's arrangement.
神有他所定的旨意以后。
God, after he has the ordination.
就在神的历史过程中间呢，神就有他奇妙的安排。
Then in the process of the history, God has a very special arrangement.
第三样是什么呢？
And the third.
就是神对个人的引导。
And the God's guidance in each individual.
这还是上帝的旨意志里面的第三个层次。
And this is the third level of the will of God.
上帝引导人，
God guides people.
使一个一个不同的人可以在他智慧的引导之下，可以呢进到他的旨意里面。
So these different people under the wisdom of God can be guided into his will.
那这个安排跟许可可能在众人和个人中间有同样的一个层次。
This arrangement and the permission of God may be from a few individuals that may be the same.
所以这两样又可以变成一样。
So these two sometimes can coincide.
第三个层次是什么？
And the third level.
上帝的许可。
God's allowed.
上帝的许可。
God permit.
那这个许可就是不一定是顺服他的旨意，但是神竟然允许这些与他旨意不大相合的事情可以成就。
Which means people may not be totally submissive to God's will, but yet God so allowed them, so to permit them to do it, but that he achieved the will of God.
好了，我许可你去做。
All right, I will allow you to do it.
那这个是第三个层次。
This is the third level.
第四个层次是什么？
And the fourth level,
上帝任凭了。
That God gave up.
这个是完全消极的。
This is totally negative.
但是这些被任凭的人还没有办法脱离上帝意志对他们的管辖。
But these people who have been given up by God cannot still run away from the judgment of God and His will.
所以在这四个层次里面，
So in these four levels,
我看见最高的就是神所定的旨意。
The highest that God ordained.
以后是神的计划，同神的历史中，神的计划从整历史中间的安排。
Then God's arrangement in the process of history.
接下去就是神的许可，
and then it's God's permission.
最后呢，就是神的任凭，
and the last that God giving that us.
现在我问你，这四个层次里面，哪一个层次是最好的？
In this four level, which is the best?
哪一个最好的呢？
Which is the best?
啊，当然是第一，对不对呢？
Of course, the first.
所以当基督徒追求的时候，
when Christians seek,
他不是追求神许可我随便做。
He is not seeking that God will allow me to do it in a very casual way.
他的追求，主啊，把你的旨意显明，好叫我顺从你的旨意。
But rather is seeking that God manifest your will to me so that I can submit to your will.
所以从神的意志跟人的意志的相对性来看，
So from the relativeness of man's will and God's will,
神的旨意也就是人一定要绝对顺从才能达到。
God's will is that man must absolutely be submissive to him so that then we can achieve his will.
第二个层次是什么？
And the second level.
神的安排。
God's arrangement.
神的引导。
God's guidance.
那么这个层次与人的意志之间的关系是什么呢？
In this level, what kind of relationship he has with human will?
这个人要查验上帝那善良纯情可喜悦的旨意。
This one wants to examine the pleasing will of the Lord.
所以他不是太清楚的时候，
So when it's not too clear,
他就考察，他就试验。
He will examine, he will try and test.
他又虚心的寻求，又细细的考察。
And very humbly, he wants to examine very carefully.
唯恐他所做的违背神。
He's afraid whatever that he does go against God's will.
唯恐他所做的没有讨神的喜悦。
Less than what he does is doesn't please, is not pleasing to God.
所以他要知道神的引导是什么。
So he wants to see what kind of guidance God has.
神的安排是什么。
What kind of arrangement God has.
那么他就从模糊的中间明白过来。
So in weakness, he tried to realize.
从消极的中间跟积极的顺从。
From negative, he wants to come to a very positive obedience.
这样我们就需要祷告。
So we learn how to pray.
我们需要仰望主。
So we have to look up to God.
我们需要寻求主。
We have to seek after His will.
圣经告诉我们，凡寻求我的，你就必得着。
And that's why the Bible says that he who seeks shall find.
你们要寻找耶和华。
You must seek after the Lord.
趁着耶和华相近的时候求告他。
That when he still come near to us, you pray to him.
当一个人查验神的旨意的时候，
When a man examine the will of God,
他寻找神的道路的时候，
You want to seek the will of God,
他要明白神的心意的时候，
You want to understand the mind of God,
神绝对不会让他迷失。
Absolutely, God will not allow him to go astray.
神一定会引导他。
God will guide him.
那么上帝用各样的安排，把这些有寻求有渴慕明白上帝道路的人，把他带到正途里面去。
Then with all different kind of arrangement, God will lead those who want to seek after Him into the right path.
所以这第二个层次，从神是引导，从神是安排，从我们是寻求，渴慕谦卑的差异。
So the second level is that from God's perspective, it is He who arrange, who guide, but from us, we want to seek, to examine, and to follow His will.
第三个层次是什么呢？
And the third level
是神许可。
That God allowed.
那么在人这一方面是什么呢？
Then from man's side, what it is?
就是人强求。
That man want to ask in a forceful way.
主啊，我要这样，我要这样，你给我吧。
I want this man that way. Give me that.
他不是要明白神的旨意。
He doesn't want to know the will of God.
他不是怕不得到上帝的喜悦。
He's not afraid that he will not be pleasing to God.
他只要上帝听他的。
He want God to listen to him.
只要得到自己的益处。
That he want him to be profitable.
为自己的方便。
For his own convenience.
为自己的好处。
For his own benefit.
他想利用上帝。
He want to use God.
强求上帝。
He want to ask God in a forceful way.
我很怕许多罪恶 热心参加祷告会的人是常常逼迫上帝的。
And some of people who come to the this prayer meeting very fervently, although maybe they're forcing God.
我很怕我们每次跪下祷告的时候，都是献出我们的自私，献出我们不顺从的。
I'm afraid that many times when they kneel down to pray to God, they only manifest our own selfishness.
那么从神那一方面怎么样呢
？From God's perspective,
我已经把旨意显明给你了。
My will is manifested already.
我已经借着使徒先知把上帝的道已经告诉你了。
Through the apostle to the prophet, my will has been told to you.
你还不肯听。
That you do not want to listen to
me. 你还这样强求。
And you still ask in a very forceful manner.
你只要我的能力替你成全你要的事。
You want my power to do your will.
你只要我的恩典供应你情欲所要的事情。
You want my grace to provide for your lustful desire.
有许多时候上帝说好了许可吧。
And God say, allow you to do it.
那么这是很危险的事情。
This is dangerous.
因为你强求是得到了许可。以后呢，神就让你走错路，受失败，堕落，然后才把你挽回来。你已经吃了很大亏。
Because when you ask falsely, and then God allow you to the you go in the wrong way, and you sin, and for God to bring you back, you will suffer a lot.
从表面来说，你说上帝可以的嘛
？Supposedly, you say that God can.
是他许可的嘛
？That He allowed.
是他发准证给我的嘛
？That He give me the permission.
给我通行证的。
So that He give me the passport.
我有什么错呢
？I have nothing wrong.
那我告诉你，神的许可不等于神的旨意。
But when I say that when God allow, doesn't mean that it's equal to the will of God.
神的许可。不等于神的引导。
It doesn't. It's not equal to God's guidance.
神的许可 is not equal to God's arrangement. 不是等于他的安排。
And God's allows doesn't mean that it's equal to God's permission.
因为你强求。
Because you ask in a forceful manner.
神许可。
So God allows.
你说圣经有这样的事吗
？You see that is there such thing recorded in the Bible?
圣经有没有这样的记载呢
？Is there such a record in the Bible?
有没有
？Is there such a thing?
我问你有没有
？Oh yes.
有。你可以不可以告诉我怎么样的例子吗？你们想想看好不好？圣经里到底有这样的事情吗
？Is there such a thing in the Bible?
神许可
，God allow.
许可以后呢
？After He allow,
人就走错路
，and then man go in the wrong way.
那为什么上帝知道我会走错路，许可我
？Why does God know that I will go in the wrong way and He allow?
因为你强求
，because you ask in a forceful manner.
有没有啊？谁可以给我例子吗？啊？啊？他说什么？以色列人求王
，and when Israel asked for the king，
还有没有呢
？Anything else？
啊，扫罗王的失败
，the failure of King Saul。
扫罗王强求做王吗？没有啊。
He didn't ask forcefully to be king。
还有什么
？Anyone else？
嗯，还有没有？以色列人。强求进山进哪里？强求进迦南，是神允许他们进迦南。
God actually promised them to go to the land of Canaan.
法老的王，法老王没有求上帝。
The hardened heart of Pharaoh actually he did not ask forcefully to God.
你一边听要想啊，我刚才讲的是什么？人强求神给他，结果呢，让他失败，以后呢再鞭打管教他，啊？吃肉、啊、还有什么没有啊？有什么没有好不好我给你最好的例子
I give you the best example
好吗好不好浪子
The prodigal son
有没有你把我应该得的给我
Whatever I deserve give it to me
对他来说应该得的
To him, he deserves his aid.
爸爸把产业改成应该的。
Then the father to give the property to the son is what he deserves. It's nothing wrong with me.
我没有犯法嘛。
I did not go against any law.
父亲就给他。
So the father gave him.
许可吗？
Allow?
许可。
Yes.
是不是父亲安排那个时候给的呢？不是。
Is it that the father arranged to give him at the time?
所以这个孩子等等老人家死，为什么这么久还不死？
So he wait for the father to die, but yet the father never lied.
我等遗产，等遗产等到老了你还不去。
He is already waiting for the heritage.
所以他就祈祷时间。
So he want to expedite the time.
他就很快要解决这个问题。
So very quickly he want to solve the problem.
要父亲顺服儿子。
So he want the father to obey the son.
圣经说什么呢
？What the Bible says?
父亲就分给他。
So the father gave him
许可
，allowed，
好不好啊？ 是他许可的吗？
He allowed.
是他自己给我的吗？
Then he gave me.
既然他给我，
now he has given me.
现在就是我的自由。
So this is my freedom.
既然他给我，
See, he has given to me.
我就可以乱花。
I can do anything I want.
所以这个浪子就花天酒地。
So that this prodigal son squandered everything he had.
不久的时间呢，耗尽了所有的钱。
And then in the short while he spent all his possessions.
这是玩弄恩典的人。
The one who played with the grace of God.
这是出卖恩典的人。
The one who betrayed the grace of God.
这个人是轻看神的恩典。
The one who despised the grace of God.
神许可的结果是什么呢？
When God allowed, what's the result then?
他从人的地位降落变成猪的地位。
From man's position, he go in the position of pig.
从富有的子弟的地位变成很穷的一个乞丐的地位。
From the son of a rich man, he become a beggar.
他巴不得可以拿到猪所吃的东西来充饥。
How that he desire he can eat the food of the swine.
我这句话呢，我想了很久。
I have thought through this statement many times.
表示他到底有没有吃呢？
Did he actually eat?
可能他没有吃。
Maybe he did not.
为什么他不吃呢？
Why is that he did not?
两个可能性。
Two possibilities.
最少他是良善家庭教育出来的，不是他的份，他不敢，不过巴不得可以吃。
At least he was taught from an educated background. He wanted to eat, but he did not.
第二呢？
The second.
不敢吃，因为太脏了。
He did not eat because too filthy.
所以他羡慕猪怎么可以吃得这么好。
So he desired how is that the pig can eat it.
可惜我是人。
But because I'm man.
如果我是猪，我就可以吃得很饱。
If I'm pig, I can eat that.
所以大巴不得可以吃猪所吃的。
So how he desired to eat the thing that the pig eat.
这个问题结果是什么呢？
Then what's the result?
他做猪的朋友的时候才发现原来他不是猪。
So when he became the friend of the pig, he discovered that he's the pig.
他要落到猪的环境里面才发现原来我是人不应当在。
He has fallen to the state of a pig and then he realized I'm a man, I'm not a pig.
他回头了。
And then he returned.
今天有许多的青年人不回头，因为他还没有见到猪。
Today a lot of young people do not want to return because they have not seen pig yet.
直到有一天他堕落到一个地步，他发现不应该这样，我不应该在这群中间，他才想回头。
It was only at one day when he found that I shouldn't be among these people, then he will return.
他回头的时候
，When they returned,
他什么面见爸爸
？What kind of face they can come to face the father？
什么面见哥哥
？What kind of countenance he can come to face the father？
什么脸去见他的乡村里面的人？
He does not deserve to see all his relatives.
所以他自己的我不配做你的。
And that's why he said, I'm not worthy to be your children.
我不配得到一切。
I'm not worthy to receive all the graces.
因为我该得的已经得了。
Because I have get what I deserve.
那个时候他才知道，如果还有给他的，那才叫做什么叫做恩典。
And then only he realized whatever is given to him at this stage is grace.
这是第三个层次。
That's the third level.
是许可。
That God allowed.
但是许可的背后还有鞭打管教回头的机会。
Behind what God allows, which in God's given us chances that he will beat us, to train us, to discipline us.
第四个最低的层次是
And the fourth is the lowest level.
是神任凭。
That God gave up.
你既然要去，去吧。
Since you want to go, go.
我永远不再干涉你。
Forever, I will not interfere anymore.
我永远不再拦阻你。
I will not hinder you anymore.
我给你绝对绝对的自由。
I will give you absolute, absolute freedom.
那么你说这样是不是人最舒服的时候？
You say that it is such a situation that man is most free.
当神任凭人的时候。
When God gave people up.
也就是人妄为绝对放荡自由的时候。
Which means man can absolutely be free in the sin.
当神永恒的旨意实行在人身上的时候。
When the eternal will of God is manifested upon us.
使人绝对顺从神跟随主的教宗的时候。
So they absolutely want to follow even the first footstep of God.
当神安排计划在引导人的时候
，When God arranges His plans, they guide us.
也是对那些寻求谦卑查验神旨意的人的时候
，It's for those who seek for humble to seek the guidance of the will of God.
当神许可人的时候
，When God allows,
就是人那个时候强求神、利用神，要神顺服他的时候
，Which means God in a very forceful way want God to obey Him.
当神任凭人的时候
，When God gives people up,
也就是人胡。做乱为 把神的自由当作放荡放纵机会。
Which means they will deem the freedom that comes from God as an opportunity to lead a very lustful life.
这样说来，除了神的旨意里面的四个层次
，other than the will that have of God, there are four levels.
我也从这个理论告诉你，人里面，人类里面只有四种品种。
And also from this theory, we know that in humankind there are only four kinds of people.
一种是一生一世寻找神的旨意，一定要遵循在里面的。
For one is that in the whole life they are determined to seek after the will of God.
一种是一面走一面查验一面寻找一面盼望等候神引导。
For the others in their way they want to examine, they want to test the will of God.
还有一种是利用宗教借着祷告盼望上帝成全他的一切。
Another kind will use religion forcefully want God to achieve what they want.
另外一种是神完全把它放掉，让他自由，让他自生自灭，最可怜的一种人。
And the other kind is that God has given them up so that they live in a very free and sinful life.
请问你是哪一种人？
And ask what kind of people are you?
我今天在讲下去以前，
Before I proceed,
我要把这一段先结束。
I want to conclude this section first.
是对神旨意的四个层次的分解。
That the exposition of the four levels of the will of God.
然后这个信息传给你了以后，
Then after I preach this to you,
现在我们又有一段的时间祷告。
We want to pray first.
求主赦免我们。
That God will forgive us.
赦免我们过去对他的反应是。
Forgive our sin in the past and how in the way that we respond to God.
赦免我们过去我们灵性的放荡。
Forgive our sins so that in the past we lived in a very spiritually lustful way.
赦免我们过去的祷告中间的强硬强求。
In our prayer in the past we ask God by force.
赦免我们过去没有寻求没有谦卑没有受造没有查验上帝的旨意。
To forgive us in the past that we never humbly seek after the will of God.
今天我们听了这一段信息之后，
and after we have heard this passage tonight,
我们对着主啊，
want to pray to God,
你复兴我，
you revive me.
你把我从一个层次一个层次带回来，
you want to bring me from level to level to return back to you.
使我在有生之年，
so that in my life,
短暂的年日，
in the very short life that I have,
我明白你永恒的旨意，
to understand your eternal will.
给我在这个一定要过去一去不返的世界中间，
so that in this world they will surely pass one day,
配得你那永远的世界，
that I'm worthy of the eternal thing of yours.
使我在越早的时候，
so that in the early age,
越明白你的旨意，行在你旨意里面，
that very early I want to understand your will and walk in your will.
我就一生越少浪费时间在魔鬼的手里，
so that in my whole life less time that I will squander in the hand of Satan.
我们站起来祷告，
so all right,
我们大家恳切为自己祷告，
we pray for ourselves.